in
this conference.
Ooh, there you go. Michael Oliver is our book, How to Sell Network Marketing Without Fear, Anxiety, or Losing Your Friends. And we are on the last part, the sixth part of a six-part series on Michael Oliver. And hopefully all you guys are gaining a lot from all of this. And I have some ideas of how we go forward with it and to help support you in implementing a lot of these things in your life. Some of you are already doing it like I am. Every week I just try to add something new from the Michael Oliver series. I think it's so terrific. But I'll give you some ideas when we close today, and then I'll talk about some other possibilities as well. But I think it's so great. The material in this book has been awesome. All these different concepts. And just to review, today we're going to talk about the last two stages, which are the presenting stage and the committing stage. But it's the title of this whole section of the book is Feeding Back What You Think You Heard They Want. Feeding Back What You Think You Heard They Want. That's how he titles this. And, of course, if we look back, just a basic review of what we've been through and what the whole concept of this, you know, network marketing or this natural selling and network marketing is about, he has four underlying principles: helping other people solve their problems, listening to what is being meant, not just said, asking the right questions at the right time, and feeding back what you think you heard. Those are the four basic principles behind his natural selling. He has blocked them out into five stages: the connecting stage, discovering and listening stage, the transitioning stage, the presenting stage, and the committing and supporting stage. And those are the five basic stages. And we've gone through the first three over the last five, you know, Monday calls. And then today we're going to talk about presenting and committing and committing and supporting stage. And really, when we get to this, we're really at the close of that conversation that we have with the person. And I know somebody last week asked me, well, how long does it take to, you know, bring somebody along? And I said, you know, some people it take 2-3 weeks, maybe 2 months. Other people, you can do it in 1 hour in a lunch in for 1 hour. When you get good at this, you'll see how effective it moves forward because you're in the question mode and you're getting information from them. So once you break down and you break down the barrier and they trust you, you'll be amazed at how fast information flows. But again, it comes from you asking questions. It's all about dialogue, not being into doing statements all the time, which tends to be our, you know, number one approach. So let's look at what is the presenting stage. And I like the first quote at the top of the chapter of this book. He says, "Do not conquer this world with force, for force only causes resistance." And we know all about that, because how many people have you tried to really push into doing Manatech or getting not only just joining the business opportunity, but how about just taking the products? And you know, the harder you push, the more they resist. So, and it's kind of like those things you persist are the things that resist. So you just, the resistance is going to come in natural force as a counterforce, force and counterforce. So again, we understand that that's not what natural selling is about. Natural selling is about allowing people to come to the conclusion on their own needs, perceive their own circumstances, the consequences of where they're in, what they need to change, are they willing to change, and then you come up with a solution. So it's just a natural process. Instead of this forcing thing, it's a natural process. So we've been through all aspects of it. Now we're going to talk about what's presenting. So first of all, let's look at what do we present. When we're in the presentation stage, what are we presenting? Well, we already kind of reviewed all of that. If you look back in week four, when we talked about relating the problem that they have with the features, the advantages, and the benefits of your business opportunity to solve their problems. Now, remember when we did this, it's kind of like a triangle. If you draw a triangle on a piece of paper, you'll get the gist of what he's doing here with features, advantages, and benefits. And the top of the triangle should be the word feature. The left side of your triangle at the bottom is advantages, and the right side at the bottom is called benefits. The left side of that triangle is you taking the features and relating them as to what advantages they cause, and that is the solution. We call that's the logical side. That is how the logical needs are being fulfilled, by taking the features of what you have and telling them what the advantages are. And you say, okay, for instance, what? Well, here's a feature. A feature of our business is that we are home-based, right? We're home-based. A feature of what we do in Manatech is that we're home-based. An advantage from a logical perspective is you have no travel time, you're not in the car, you get to stay home, you get all that, you know, time at home versus in the travel, going other places, and a lot, you know, so you're saving lots of time. So an advantage of being a home-based business is you don't have to put all that time and dollars into travel, right? So that solves the logic. Notice how logical it is. It's more factual related, and that solves the logical part of the problem. Solving the emotional side of the problem is what the benefit does. And you go, okay, so what's that? Well, we only know what the emotional side is by what? In your discovery stage, you're finding out, so what does that mean to you? Oh, I have this job and da-da-da and da-da-da. And I go, so, yeah, got it. I understand. I can start feeling that you're frustrated. Why are you frustrated about it? Well, I'm frustrated about this job, Mary Jo, because it's robbing me of time with my kids. You know, I look at my little kids and I think there's only one time in their life they're going to be at this stage, and I really want to spend some quality time with my kids when they're at this age. Oh, wow. Now do you see where you found the emotional need? So go back to your triangle, okay? So in your presentation mode, you want to make sure you hit the logical side, i.e., we're home-based, so you don't have to travel, you don't have to leave the home. That gives the logical, meets their logical needs are fulfilled. But now, if you don't meet their emotional needs, you're going to have a hard time closing that person. So you got to first find out what the emotional need is. That means you have to pursue it in the discovery stage. But when you get to the presentation stage, that's the fun. Because not only can you talk about the advantages, which are the logical solutions to their logical need, but now I can go to the other side. And I say, and you know, so it goes like this. So, you know, one of the key features of what I do is we're home-based. So you never have to leave home. It's basically you're structured, you're doing a business out of your home, so there's no travel, there's no working under somebody out there. But most importantly for you, Sarah, is the fact that you can spend that valuable time with your children at these ages, ages they'll never be at again, and you'll never be able to spend that time with them like you can today, except through an opportunity like we have for you. Isn't that cool? So you can really hit them in their emotional side. You know what that triggering point is. You found it in the discovery stage. So your presentation becomes relating the problem somebody has to the features of what we have, showing them the advantages, which are the logical side, and then getting into the benefits, which are meeting the emotional needs of the person. And you can do that. Okay, so let's say that, you know, people express, and I think what would be fun is to do a, this is one of the ideas I had, and you guys tell me if it makes sense to you, is to draft a page where I write down feature, or I write down problem. You know, here's the problem. And then have a column that says feature, advantage, and benefit. Would that, if somebody gave you a chart that did that for you around network marketing issues, would that help you? Or do you guys feel like you can tackle it just on your own with it? If it's going to help you, you let me know, because I think maybe
that would be very helpful, Mary Jo.
Because sometimes you feel like you just get tangled up with an issue and you don't know where to go with it. Do you guys get that sometimes?
Yeah.
You know, and this is what I need to hear from the field, because it's like, you know, for me, I went through all that lawyering training. So what do lawyers get trained to do? Problem solve. I mean, man, when I went to law school, they took my brain and they just did, you know, they twisted and they readjusted my thinking pattern. So to me, it's just a joy when I hear problems. You know, it's like, I just grab onto it. But I think that sometimes people hear a problem and they freeze. Does that relate to some of you? Do some of you feel like you just, the minute they come up with a problem, you just kind of freeze, or you don't, it's kind of like, oh. Or the other thing that you tend to do is you tend to go immediately into solution instead of finding, you know, pursuing it. So maybe the chart really needs to look like this. It needs to look like problem, okay, and then look at really what the need is, okay? You know, so it's not just, we don't go from problem to solution. We got to, you know, dig deep and then go into, you know, the features. So I kind of lay out for you, and maybe it'll be on because I think it really portrays his whole approach, because his approach isn't to find the person's problem. We go through a discovery stage to find out form, that, you know, the family, occupation, recreation, motivation. We just ask questions, you know, we get background questions. We get them to isolate into their present situation. So maybe the first column is their present situation. Then we explore a need. Okay, there's a need. We find a need. Okay, what we need to know about the need is the circumstances causing the need. Because maybe they say, I don't have money. Well, if then the next column, it says, well, what is this based on? I mean, what's the issue going on in your life? Why are you finding yourself financially distraught? And so you find the circumstances causing the need, okay? So the circumstance, whatever the circumstances are. And then by doing the circumstances, then you're going to find out more and more about what are their emotional connect, what is their true need? You know, there's a number of sets of truths. So maybe my columns will be longer, but at least I'll give you, I think by giving you that structure, it'll help you in working with people, and then how do I solve the problem? Here's the features of network marketing, of our business opportunity. Here's the advantages, and I'll put it above logical, meets logical needs, but here's the true issue, which is the benefits, which meets their emotional need. So, all right. I'll do that because I think it'll be fun. To me, it'll be a fun exercise to just kind of come up with a whole flurry of those and see how they work out for you. And then it'll be a good guideline for you if you're having trouble overcoming some of those. But that's what
That is genius.
Yeah, I just think because you know, as I finished this book and did this last outline, I kept thinking and feeling inside my gut. Now, how do I get these people to use this material? Yeah. I know we love books and we learn so much, but what really would make my day is if every one of you started using it. And so I kept trying to come up with ideas on, you know, what ways to do this for you, and maybe that chart is just one of that directional ways to do that. Okay, I promise to do that, and we'll try to get that done. I'll try to do it today or tomorrow, so you'll see it soon, because this is our last day on Michael Oliver. So, okay, so does everybody get clear what presentation looks like? So a presentation talks about the features. It starts with what are the features of your business now, and you don't go out and do a laundry list of them, because remember, you did the whole discovery process to find out what was important to them. So it's for somebody who wants to have more time with their kids, they're not interested in the residual income side. Let's say somebody was complaining about money and income, and they didn't have enough income, and their problem was, you know, they have this incredible feel. They go that, and I go, well, what's the big circle? You know, what's the consequence of this issue for you? Remember, we ask about consequences, and that's an important question to ask because we want to know what the consequence. And they go, Mary Jo, I don't know where the financial security is going to be for my family, and that troubles me. And a lot of people are feeling that today. Trust me, with this recession and could be depression that we're going into. We're already in the recession. Don't let anyone kid you about that. But the recession depression we could be heading for. There's a lot of people concerned about financial security or for their family. Okay, so if they're going to deal on that level, how does Mary Jo come back in my presentation? And I talk about, well, you know, one of the incredible features of the business opportunity I have to share with you is that it creates a residual stream of income, which occurs on a monthly basis. Every single month, you get it like an annuity payment, okay? So that's a feature. And the advantage to you is what it's going to do is it's going to present you with additional cash flow in many instances without you having to have to work, you know, a scheduled job to produce it. So there's the advantage. Okay, so that's the logical side. But what's the benefit I'm going to talk to this gentleman about? Through this mechanism, can you see how you're going to be creating? Notice how I make it a question. Can you see how you're going to be creating a greater sense of financial security, relieving the stress that you shared with me earlier about what you're going to be and how you are going to financially support your family in the long term? Wow. That's the power. That's the punch. That's the punch. Okay? So you get it? So that's his problem. So let's say somebody complains to you about, well, I just hate, you know, my job. It's just a lot of stress. I got an employer. It's like, you know, it's so stressful, and I got to be there from 8 till, you know, 8, and I, you know, I get no flexibility, and I go, and I, so I say, well, what does this mean to you? I mean, what are you losing because of this? I can hear your frustration. But what's going on in your life? Because, well, Mary Jo, because I have all this stress and all this stuff like that, you know, I have no flexibility. I can't, I can't do what I want to do. And I go, okay, you can't do what you want to do. Well, what is it that you really want to do? What is this? Well, it's robbing me of my ability to do the things, you know, I have a calling on my life. I really feel like in my heart of hearts, I'd like to do some work in the health field in Africa. I have some friends down there today, and I really see myself participating at a greater level, but I just can't do it now because this job is just killing me, and I can't go have this, you know, have the opportunity to go and share this time with and do what I feel led to do. And I go, wow. So when I get to presentation stage, what does it look like? Okay, remember you got to go through transitioning stage first, and we know what transitioning stage is, right? You get all that data and you collect all that information, the transitioning. And I love the transitioning stage because it's only one sentence. Well, based on what you told me, I'm doing something that might be what you're looking for. If you're interested, I'd be happy to share that with you. And they'll go, well, yeah, what is it up? Well, let me tell you, one of the critical features of my business opportunity is that you don't have an employer. You're self-employed. So the advantage of that for you would be, of course, that there aren't any fixed hours. There's no set time frame. You have freedom and flexibility in your life. Okay, that's an advantage. But the true benefit for you, George, would be you just expressed to me an incredible deep felt desire to spend time on the charitable work that is really feels like a passion and purpose in your life. And see, through our business opportunity, you could take a month off any time you want and go to Africa and work with your friends on these health missions and come back and your business would still be flowing just as it was before you left. In fact, sometimes even better than when you were here. Wow. See how that works, people? Isn't that fun? It's just a fun thing. It's just a blast. But if you don't do the discovery stage, you're going to fall short in your presentation stage. So if you don't find yourself presenting features, advantages, benefits, notice how when I even communicate that, I'm actually using the word feature, advantage, and benefit. Because I think that as you start doing this and implementing this in your languaging, you need to use those words because those are words that are going to help you make sure you cover all the bases. If you don't cover all the bases, then I'm going to tell you you're not satisfying their logical needs aren't being met, neither are their emotional needs being met. So if you make sure you always talk about a feature, you always talk about an advantage, and you always talk about a benefit. Now, some of you on this phone are still going, oh, my gosh, Mary Jo, this is so confusing. What's the difference between feature, advantage, benefit? Get it real clear, okay? Get it real clear in your head what the difference is between features and advantages and benefits. A feature is something like residual income, time freedom, low startup costs, work when you want, work on your own, work as a team, tax deductibility, training, we give training. They're like features. They're aspects of the business. What does a network marketing business present to you? No inventory, no bookkeeping, no employees, little paperwork, you know, companies private or public, companies, it's kind of facts. Features are your facts. Okay, they're facts about the network marketing opportunity. That's a feature. Those are facts. So if you use the word facts, that's another way of looking at it. When you get into advantages, that's something that ties the fact to the person who you're speaking to, specific situation. So we have a home-based business. So you're home-based. What's the advantage of the person I just spoke about? Well, she complained about all the wasted time of travel between her home and business every day and all that, so she can't be at home. Well, great. So an advantage to you is that you now can spend time. It's a home-based business. Your advantage is what? That you get to avoid all that travel and stay home instead of going out to earn an income. You can earn income at home. That's an advantage. Okay, so that's the logical part of it. But what's the true benefit? The benefit was, well, if I heard you right, in your heart of hearts, you don't want to leave those little children and put them in preschool at this stage of their life because you know that this stage is only going to happen one time for them. And you want to spend some precious moments with them. Well, this is going to give you the opportunity to do that. There's your benefit. Okay? So everybody got that clear? And again, we'll outline. You'll see more of that when I do the chart as well, but you got to distinguish those things. Okay, I know I'm spending a lot of time on that because and the reason I am is because I think a lot of people miss it. But that's the presentation side, okay? And that's what you get. Okay, so that's kind of that's what to present. But before you do that, again, when we talk about the presenting stage, you've got to lay the foundation for the presenting stage. So you want to restate. Remember this, the concept of feeding back what you think you heard they want? So you want to make sure that you have exactly in mind what they said. After you use the transitioning language, you want to help restate it because it's kind of a summary of where you are. It's always good to summarize where you are so you keep track of it as well as keeping them with clarity on where we're going with it. So you can say, you know how you said that you had no money and that because of that, your cash flow is at dire straits, and you didn't know how you're going to make ends meet. And it's making you feel so insecure because you have no sense of where your family is going to have financial security down the road. There you go, people. You get it? You know how you said. That's the fact. What's missing in their life? And what's their logical problem because of it? And because of it, it's making you feel, now you're getting into their emotional need. Okay, everybody get that? Three steps. The fact, what's missing in their life, what's the logical problem, another underlying that logical problem. They don't have money. What's the logical problem? Well, the logical problem is now that they don't have the cash flow to make ends meet. And what's their emotional problem? They're a wreck, and they feel totally stressed out because they have no concept of how they're going to meet the financial security of their family. Well, and then so that's number one. You repeat what they say. Well, what I do, okay, what I do, and this is where you get into what we just went through, the feature of my home-based business. What are the features, the advantages, the benefits? Well, what I do, and you, again, tie it directly into what their needs are. And this, it's incredible. And when you get done presenting what you do, what this means to you is you can do the same thing. This is what I do, you can do the same thing. That's one way of presenting it. The other way of doing it is this is what I do. Remember what you said about this? Well, this is what I do. I do this, and this is the advantage I have, and what I'm able to do is and you know what, Joe? You can do the same thing. So you're solving the logical and you're solving the emotional. And you can say, or you can just try track it to the logical. Well, you know, Joe, you said you cash flow. Well, what I do is I do a home-based business that presents me with a residual stream of income. That's a fact. It gives my family an outside cash resource or cash flow above and beyond what we ever expected. That's an advantage, logical. Which will allow people like you who get involved with me to be able to have that, reduce the stress and have that sense of financial security for their family. Wow. All right, so that's it. That's your presentation. There you go. You got it down. And then the next thing is asking the qualifying question because you got to qualify. Does that sound, feel, or look, whatever, as if it might take care of what you want? And you are quiet. You be quiet. Does that look like it meets the need that you described, Joe? Do you think this is a potential solution for the need that you presented with me today? And ask and be quiet. Again, remember, people, they've already presented their need, so it's not about a need. They still have the right to say they're not willing to move forward, but you've already qualified them through the process, so that shouldn't be the response you get. What you might get here is you might get some concerns, and we'll talk about that in a minute, but the rest of it shouldn't happen because it's already you've already gone through a tremendous amount of this through the discovery stage of qualifying them. You've been qualifying them all along. Because remember, what's one of the first things where what is one of the first discoveries that we need to make? I gave you three discovery issues. This first discovery issue, is there a need? So by the time you get to the stage, in the presenting stage, it's not about if there's a need. You can see how different this is from how you might be working with Manatech today because you're getting rejection in the presenting stage. But the reason you're getting rejection in the presenting stage is you never went through the discovery or transition stage. If you follow the stages, connecting stage, discovery stage, transition stage, and get to presenting. Now you won't get rejection in the presenting stage because there's no such thing as rejection. All you're doing is helping them meet their need. They might exhibit a concern, but it's not going to be rejection because you already qualified them that they truly have a need and they truly desire to do something about it. You've got pursued the consequences, the circumstances that are behind the need, the consequences of them not taking action with respect to their need. So you really, you've got it right where you want them. Okay? So then you ask the qualifying question. So you get into qualifying questions. Does that sound, feel, or like something you want to do? Be quiet, let them do it. And then you're done, you're basically done presenting. Let me give you what a full presentation might look like. And here it's kind of drawn out of some of the other chapters that we reviewed, but I'll run through it quickly so you can hear what a presentation might sound like. You know how you said you would like to pursue your dream of creating a healing center for children in Hawaii, and you can't because you're working irregular hours as a chef and you don't have any time or money to pay off your debts to make your ambition come true. Because of this, you express that you feel trapped and unfulfilled. Well, what I do is I work for myself in my own home-based business. I work my own hours, can come and go as I please, make a very good income, and whether I work or not, and can work mostly anywhere I like. So what this means to you is that you could do the same thing. You could do what I'm doing on a part-time basis when it is convenient to you, so that you would have the security of your present job until you're exceeding your present income and can leave it to pursue your dream of building that healing center you were talking about. Not only that, the ongoing income you get, whether you're working or not, will pay for all the living costs while you set up and operate your center. This will allow you to get the fulfillment back you said you were looking for and let you start feeling good about yourself again by getting your dream moving forward. Does that sound as if it might take care of what you want? Okay, how do you like that? See, that's the languaging. Why aren't we doing that today? Because we're not finding out all that information about the person. We're not going through enough in the discovery stage to do that. When we do the discovery stage right, then we have just an absolute blast going through the presentation stage. See, what you think about presentation stage is this. Well, Mary Jo, my presentation stage looks very different. I talk about the blue balls on the cell surface and the science of glycobiology and all the things happening. And I go, I get it. Do we mention the blue balls on the cell surface in this presentation stage? No. We're trying to help people, especially today. And people, you know, last January I gave a talk about recession. And I told you what? Number one most important thing is to go out and present the business opportunity to people. I'm going to tell you, it's only getting better because our economy is only getting worse. And it's not going to look up in the next 12 months. It's going to be, I mean, we've just touched the cusp of what's happening. So there's going to be a tremendous downside to the automobile industry, the banking industry. I just had a friend who, you know what she's doing? She bought a house and she sold her own house. The people she sold her house to are moving in October, moved in October 1st. But the house she bought, the bank failed to finance the other people or finance the closing on it because of what happened in the credit market. So they couldn't close. So she has to go out and find a temporary place to live for at least a month until they secure the financing to be able, the bank can lend the money to close on the other deal. So talk about somebody getting whiplashed on this economy. Well, people, that's just one example of the zillions of examples that are happening all across the country. And it's not going to get better. It's going to get worse before it gets better. So we have a lot of financial strife. So you just, again, once again, make that business presentation. Isn't it fun that you can do a business presentation? You can get somebody like this signed up, and they might not even know what product you're talking about. They're just looking for an opportunity to make a difference in their lives. And they might ask you for some specifics, and that's the next thing. You can ask for specifics, and then you give them specifics, but you can get them to web pages. You can send them different places. You're not about presenting blue balls on self-service. You're about meeting people's needs. And financial needs today are number one on the block across the board. So we have a great opportunity here. Thank you, Michael Oliver, for giving us this book. Thanks for, you know, giving me the insight to present it this time, because I think I don't think there was a better thing I could have done over the last 6 weeks to help you guys along than to show you how to make a business presentation. And that's exactly what he goes through in this entire book. So make that business presentation, and you know, when they, that's how it works. It's you're already done with the business presentation. Now they can ask again the specifics about what it is that you do and what are you marketing, what are people buying, and all these kind of things. And get them to exploremanatech.com. Again, I send links out to people. I don't send them to the site itself because I think it's too massive. So I'd rather just send links or give them some materials, or you can work on the ICANN OSOLINE program with them. Whatever it is that you're choosing, or the regular ICANN program is terrific with this. Terrific. It talks about 12 months. You can even get more specific. Well, what I do is in 12 months, I get people to a sense of financial security that they don't have to worry about their cash flow ever again. People like that language. It's a neat thing. It's a neat concept to be able to not have to worry about cash flow ever again. Okay, so that's your presentation stage. Everybody clear on that? And then the next, there's a sandwich test he talks about, which is really cute. He says, when you're out to lunch with somebody and you're going through my, you know, five stages, he says, you know, the one way you're going to know is at the end of this, it's called a sandwich test. At the end of the presentation, if you look down and his sandwich is only one third eaten and yours is totally gone, you know, it's a victory. How many times have you gone out with somebody to an event, and sometimes you don't even order food because you're doing all the talking? This is a total switcheroo. The idea is that you're going to be doing all the eating because you're the one asking questions. The person you're with is going to be answering all the questions for you. So he's going to do more talking than you are, and that's what this sandwich test is all about. The last stage that he talks about is the committing stage, and the committing stage is all about, you know, getting the person to make a commitment to move forward. And it takes two forms. After they hear your presentation, say, absolutely, Mary Jo, this sounds like exactly what I want to do. It meets the needs that I have. And so tell me, what is this about? And you go, great. Let's talk about getting the first commitment under our belt. And, you know, that is, let's get you started. This is what the program looks like. You do a little program presentation, a brief overview. If they're not ready to close at that time, and we have step four in the committing stage is the closing step, right? Let's say, because some people, you can jump right to step four. You give them a little preview of what the business is about, and they get step. If they go, well, I really would like to, you know, take a closer look at it, and you go, great, let me get you a couple links. I'll send them my email to you, and I'll do that tomorrow morning. Can we talk tomorrow night? Notice you never let loose of things. You don't hand them materials. You don't do it. See, we always jumped ahead. You guys would run out, and you'd send people materials. What did you pass by? Notice how the first time you share materials about what Ambertos is the committing stage. You walked away from 1, 2, 3, and 4, connecting stage, discovery stage, the transitioning stage, and the presenting stage. You said, "Hello, my name is Mary Jo, and here's some materials. Read them." And that was what all that cellular health plan was about, which is what really. And I wasn't about Michael Oliver. I just never liked doing that because it was so impersonal, so non-relational. I can't fathom building relationships by handing somebody a pack and saying, look at this and give me your number and I'll call you back. I mean, you wish in your wildest dream that would work for you. But I'm going to tell you the statistics on how many those people are still ordering today is like ridiculously low. And the main reason is no relationship. You don't build a relationship, you don't have a future. So it's all about building that relationship, making sure you build a relationship with people, and that's why these five stages work so well. So the committing stage is, what's the next step? What's my next step? What do I want them to look at to, you know, so they understand the program I'm asking them to commit to? You know, if I'm doing the ICANN program, I'll get them to the ICANN website, da, da, da. But look at all the preliminary steps I've gone through before I put them forth into the next step so that they can understand. Because they're right now, they already are totally emotionally connected to doing this because you've met their logical and their emotional needs. Now it's just a matter of describing what is. When you try to just sell somebody on the what, you're in trouble. You want to sell them, you want them to be persuaded they desperately need the what. And then it's just a matter of them understanding what the what is. See the difference? Total difference. And how much fun is that? I'd rather have it just be an understanding of the what instead of me trying to convince them to do the what. Different approach all the time. Different approach from what we've been doing all along. So you get to the point, number one is one commitment or another. They either commit to make a series of small steps or they're committing to become your partner. And the overview, the business opportunity overview, again, tie in as many features as you need to. Be brief, but again, conversational. And as no new info comes back from them, get into the discovery stage again. Conversational framework, always conversational. So that's your business overview. As I told you, it can be done with materials. It can be done just a brief talk. I would never do it just with materials. You want to do a little talk with it, but do not make your overview be you doing an hour and a half presentation on what is glycobiology. Number two is make the suggestion. Get to a point of asking them. You've got to get to a point of asking them, making a suggestion. So you put in a time for it. How does this look so far? So it's meeting them where they are. If they started registering a concern, then you want to talk to them about what that concern is. And you always check back for agreements, you know. Well, let's talk about suggestions first. The suggestion can look like this. I'd like to suggest as the next step that we review information on the website, or that we look more closely at the products, or we look more closely at the business opportunity, or we meet some other people in my organization, or we get a video or audio tape brochure into your hands. Not just, or you take a trained workshop, or we attend an opportunity meeting together. Those are the kind of suggestions that you can make. Make a suggestion on how we're moving them forward. What's going to be the next step? You can give them a list of suggestions, say, what would be most appropriate for you? What would you prefer to do? Would you like to look at a website or get some materials in your hand, or should I drop some materials in your hand? Would you like to go to an opportunity meeting with me this weekend on Friday night? You know, so you make the suggestion and see what's best for you. And see what step they want to take and involve the other person as much as possible. So those are your series of small steps that you're getting them to commit to. You continually check for agreement. That is it clear, or would you like me to run over that again? Do you like this part of the program? So you get agreements. Remember the whole concept of always getting people to agree all the way along. Agreement, agreement, agreement. You check for any concerns they might have. Again, they don't have objections because objections are already gone. They will disappear in the discovery stage. What you're doing here is you're just saying if there's a concern out there. Like if somebody addresses and says, well, you know, I think we talked about one earlier. And I think I even wrote it up in the outline. If somebody said to you that I can never sell, you know, Mary Jo, I get this, but I could never sell. And you can look at them and say, you know what, Sarah, I really can appreciate that. Let me ask you that when you say you can never sell, what do you really mean by that? And listen to that. Find out what they mean by it, because I can never sell. I mean, everybody sells. We know that. So ask them another question. When they come back and they answer that and say, what is your perception of selling? And then they'll give a description of, oh, my gosh, you know, go out and pounding on doors and getting people, manipulating people and all that kind of stuff. And now the beautiful thing is, if you've done this natural selling right, you just look at them and say, boy, I sure can understand why you have a negative perception that you have. But let me ask you a simple question. Do you think what I've just done with you over the last hour is selling? And they'll look at you and go, well, no. You know, you've just been, you know, getting to know me and understanding where my needs are. And you go, you know what, Sarah, that's exactly what this is. What I just did with you in the last hour is exactly what I'm asking if you're willing to do with other people. That's what this is. Why are you going to be different than I am? You see how cool that is? So you can just take them from one side. So that's just a concern they have, and you address the concern. Or their concern might be, oh, I've done one of these before, and I didn't get enough training. And you go, really, you didn't get enough training? What did that look like? And you, instead of saying, oh, my gosh, we train people like the Dickens, rah, 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 rah. No, 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 no. What did that look like for you? You know, find out what their needs are, what they saw as their concerns and the lack of training, and then move forward with them. So just keep asking questions. That's the whole thing. Always know to ask questions to get to the depth of what the issue is, not the superficial part of it, but get to the depth of the issue. And then step three, keep making suggestions. What would you like to look at next? You know, the fortune is always in the follow-up, so be on top of this person, like all over them. If they want to look at something next, you plan a time they're going to look at it, time you're going to follow up. And then the final step is, of course, the close, and that's what we talked about earlier. And you can get to the close as fast as you can get to the close. So the close can happen after one brief overview. Some people are going to close before they even know what you're doing because they just want the income flow. Incredible. But that has happened. Because your enthusiasm sells them, and the fact that you really care that much about them, just spent that much time with them to find out what their need is and clearly listen to them. Okay, so that's it. That's the end of the book. Now you finish the book, How to Incorporate All This in Your Daily Communication Habits. Well, A couple things. The first thing I did is I outlined for you at the end like 7 steps, and this is basically comes from Michael Oliver himself. He says this is the way to incorporate. Practice, practice, practice. Quantity of practice is more important than quality. Keep your conversations relaxed. Let go of your attachment to the outcome. Don't start selling as soon as you get a glimpse of an opportunity. In other words, when somebody says, my daughter has lupus, you don't go into sales mode. Follow me on that? Woo! Boy, we're like pit bulldogs when it comes to that. We just got to really hold back. And I think the Texas AG has done us a big favor that we just can't go after that. Okay, go slow to go fast. In other words, take your time. This is a journey of discovery. You are Sherlock Holmes. If you have to call yourself Sherlock for a while, maybe that's a way to help you get more into discovery state. And invest time in people. And some of you go, Mary Jo, I don't really want to do that. And I go, well, then I don't know what you're doing in network marketing. Or more important, I don't know what you're doing on the face of the earth. Because it's all about people. We're all about helping people. That's what this world's all about, is supporting people moving forward in their lives. Because this world is only as good as our weakest link. And this country isn't looking so hot right now. So we got to, you know, support that weakest link and pull it up by its bootstraps and do some help around this country to, you know, to help us, everybody out. So it's going to, this whole conversion in our country is going to be a grassroots level thing, people. You know, everybody gets excited about this bailout in Washington, or some people are, and I'm telling you, that isn't where it's going to happen. It's going to start from people like you and me going, I'm not using my credit card anymore. I'm not going to buy things I can't afford. I'm not going to be irresponsible in my financial behavior. I'm going to cut everything short, and we're going to live as inexpensively as we can to just support our family moving forward and watch what changes happen in your life. But that's what's going to happen. It's going to come from grassroots, and it's about investing time in ourselves and then freeing up your time to invest time in other people, because you know, for you to help other people, you need to help yourself along that path as well, because otherwise you come from a dysfunction that's not going to be able to be pouring into people. So invest time in people, love on people. And I thought it was cute. He brought up the same thing I do. Of course, you've heard this story 100 times, and it's part of the ICANN program is, you know, if you just get one a month and you help people get one a month, in 12 months you got 4,000 people. And sounds simple, is simple, but we just don't do it. And it's about helping people. I think this program could help so many people in the ICANN program just be more effective getting people, because what we want to do is just present them with something and then let them make a decision. Maybe we need to build a substantial relationship. So I'm going to post some of this on the ICANN website as well to help people just learn how to build relationships with people. It's a great program. Okay, people, that's it. That's all I got today. I will put together that little chart, because I think that'll help you. And anything that helps, I'm here to do, because I just think it's important that we have tools that really help us start applying all this. How many of you feel like you're going to make some differences in the way you do network marketing after this 6-week class? How many? Do we have some ideas out there? How are you going to change? Is this going to make your life different?
This is absolutely wonderful.
Great. Anyone else?
Oh, there we go. Last week, after Monday's call, I was so excited. I got an email from a prospect that I didn't approach properly through Natalie's selling technique, and I screwed the whole thing up immediately.
Uh-huh.
Immediately after the call,
yeah.
Monday. So I'm just, you know, kicking myself, realizing this is really going to be, I have to really be thinking
right.
Every minute that I now.
Absolutely, because what you're doing, Russ, is you're saying, you know, your natural inclination is going to do what you've always been doing.
Yep.
But the whole thing is, it's that whole thing, when you keep looking at, wait a minute, the definition of insanity is to keep doing what I've always been doing and thinking I'm going to create different results, right? I mean, think about it. You know, I do it every day of my life. I go, Mary Jo, you know what? You're doing the same thing again, and you're trying to create different results. So would you just quit being insane? I have to sometimes talk to myself that way, because I get frustrated at my inability to change habits. But be more patient than I am with myself. Just give yourself time. But every opportunity you get, instead of treating a prospect like that's the only one you're ever going to see on earth, You got to go, okay, here goes, let's jump in, connecting stage. Da-da-da-da. And I think it's great to carry around that piece of paper I gave you guys. I think it was attached to part three. I didn't post it on the website because it's directly out of his book. I mean, it's like a picture out of his book, and I feel kind of guilty putting somebody's book on my website. I don't feel bad about doing the review book review, but I don't like to, you know, it was all the stages. It was the five stages, the connecting stage, the discovery. So go back and look at your email you got from me for and the attachments to part three back in three or 4 weeks ago.
Yep, I have it.
You have it. And I'm telling you, carry that little chart around with you because it really indicates, you know, it'll get you, if you carry that with you, you'll go, oh, I didn't do the connecting stage. Oh, I didn't do discovery. Well, wait a minute. I found his need, but I didn't find the circumstances behind it, and I didn't ask him the questions, the consequences. If you're not asking him, well, you know, Sam, if what's going to happen if you don't do something about that? What do you see happening in your life?
Well, I think what I'm going to do is practice with the people around me, even though it's nothing to do with business. Just practice this.
You bet.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Practice it in every way, with spouses, with friends, with relatives. You can practice it with anybody you want to. Take some people from your church, whatever. Practice it. Just talk to people. Start a conversation and talk to them about it. It's fun. It's great stuff. You bet. Anyone else want to share? And Russ is only so right. Don't get frustrated with yourself because it doesn't happen tomorrow. Any other shares? Okay, no more. Okay, love you guys. You guys have a great week, and let's bust open period 11. Let's make period 11 better than period 10. So what are you going to do to make sure your period 11 continues on that growth path? Let's get a plan in place. How much more excited are you going to be about Oceline? How much more excited about I Can? How much more excited about whatever program you're doing? And what are you going to do differently? How many, you know, people are you going to share with on a daily basis? You just, you know, commit. Make a commitment. Because this is about you creating a better tomorrow for you. And you're the one that's responsible to do that. No one else. It's up to you. If you're going to have a better tomorrow, you're the one that's going to create it. Okay, love you all. And talk to you next Monday. Bye.